In local news, Waikato District Council voted unanimously yesterday to begin the process of returning the Raglan Airfield to the original owners. Staff will now engage with the Office for Crown Relations and other agencies to facilitate the return of the Raglan Airfield land. Originally taken around World War II for defence purposes, the land was wrongly given to the council in 1969, sparking the Matakite or Aotearoa movement led by Eva Rickard in 1971. This led to the return of the golf course land in 1987, but the airfield remained in council hands. When the issue of fencing the airfield emerged at the March 31st Community Board meeting last year, it was decided that council staff should investigate how the land should be returned. Despite this, a community meeting was called a few weeks later and an occupation on the site a few months after that. As a result of yesterday's decision, staff will start discussions with the minister to request the vesting of the reserve be cancelled, but there's still lots of red tape to get through after this and legal confusion to work out. And Waikato District Council has reviewed its local alcohol policy and is proposing a number of changes, including that there be no more bottle shops opened in Raglan and other Waikato towns. There was considerable opposition in the community when it was first proposed that Thirsty Liquor be established on Bow Street, but regulations stymied attempts to prevent the business being approved. Now, the regulations have improved after that, but this is a further opportunity to beef them up. Submissions close on 11th of September at the council office. That is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 17th of August, 2022.